Aria was still going on, brushing out Nymeria's tangles and chattering about things she'd seen on the trek south. Last week, we found this haunted watchtower, and the day before we chased a herd of wild horses. You should have seen them run when they caught a scent of Nymeria. The wolf wriggled in her grasp, and Aria scolded her. Stop that! I have to do the other side. You're all muddy. You're not supposed to leave the column, Sansa reminded her. Father said so. Aria shrugged. I didn't go far. Anyway, Nymeria was with me the whole time. I don't always go off, either. Sometimes it's fun just to ride along with the wagons and talk to people. Sansa knew all about the sorts of people Aria liked to talk to. Squires and grooms and serving girls, old men and naked children, rough-spoken free riders on certain berth. Aria would make friends with anybody. This Micah was the worst, a butcher's boy, 13 and wild. He slept in the meat wagon and smelled of the slaughtering block. Just the sight of him was enough to make Sansa feel sick. But Aria seemed to prefer his company to hers. Sansa was running out of patience now. You have to come with me, she told her sister firmly. You can't refuse the queen. Septa Mordain will expect you. Aria ignored her. She gave a hard yank with a brush. Nymeria growled and spun away, affronted. Come back here! There's going to be lemon cakes and tea, Sansa went on, or adult and reasonable.